Good afternoon. My name is Rusty Gage, and I'm a co-director of the CARTA. Before I get started today, I have a special announcement to make for all of you that are here. Some of you may remember that 1 year ago, almost to the day, CARTA hosted another symposium on theory of the mind in this same auditorium. Early on in the proceedings, a member of the audience experienced a serious medical emergency. The next 30 minutes were extremely worrisome, and we all feared for the worst. Fortunately, through the truly humane-like altruism and cooperation of several people in the auditorium who immediately rushed to his aid, and a tragedy was averted. I'm delighted to tell you that David Marshall not only recovered from his ordeal, but is here today with his wife and his grandson. Please welcome back Mr. David Marshall. By coincidence, three of Mr. Marshall's rescuers are also here today. Dr. Bucci-Grossi, Dr. Colby, who's not quite here yet, and Dr. Nolan. Please stand, those of you that are still here. We want to thank them for their quick thinking and fast action 1 year ago today. We can all feel very safe during the symposium, knowing that you are in safe hands. So thank you all very much. So CARTA, as an organization, addresses some of the oldest questions facing humans. Who are we? What are we doing here? Where do we come from? How do we get here? And where are we going? I think from a biological perspective, a philosophical perspective, I think some of these questions may be addressed, but from a scientific perspective, we've honed down on these two: where do we come from and how do we get here? The concept of anthropogeny is an old one, but one that we have revived within this organization as a way of explaining our searching for an explanation of the origin of humans. The earliest definition is from Hopper's Medical Dictionary in the 1830s. This is a little bit of our organization. CARTA stands for the Center for Academic Research and Training in Anthropogeny. We have three co-directors, Ajit Varkey, myself, and Margaret, though I think Margaret and I would agree that Ajit pulls a lot of the weight. Associate director is Pascal Gnu, who's essential to the functioning, both the teaching and many aspects, and we're deeply indebted to him. We have a fantastic staff with Linda Nelson, Ingrid Bernerska Perkins, John Moreland, and of course Jesse and John, who are indispensable. So pursuing anthropogeny involves many academic disciplines, and those of you that have come to our symposium in the past have seen that we try to sprinkle varieties of individuals from the humanities, biological sciences, physical sciences, social sciences, within each symposium, tapping into the strengths and knowledge base that exists in all of these areas. The mission, as we've sort of formulated it and honed it down over the years, is a little bit long, but I think you'll get the idea. We use all rational and ethical approaches to seek all verifiable facts from all relevant disciplines to explore and explain the origins of the human phenomenon. There are a few additional pieces which are, while maximizing complex organizational structure, we try to avoid unnecessary paperwork and bureaucracy. In the process, we hope to raise awareness and understanding of the study of human origins within the academic community, but we see as part of our charge also to raise this awakening to the public at large as well. We have a special thanks for our major contributor, which is the Mathers Foundation, a charitable foundation in New York, and Jem Handelman, who's the executive director, attends most of these meetings and will not be able to make it today. Special thanks to all of our individual supporters, a growing list of people that are financially underwriting it, and we take a moment to thank all of them for their continued and ongoing support, we hope. And, of course, a special thanks to Rick Wargo and the UCSD TV for filming this. This is on video, and we'll be able to follow this in real time and afterwards. And, of course, for the Salk Media Services.